With great pomp and pageantry, China rolling out the red carpet for President Trump. 300 young people waving Chinese and American flags. Steps behind him, two of the major tech leaders he brought along, Elon Musk and AI chipmaker NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang. The president had hoped this trip would reset U.S. relations with China, the world's other economic superpower. The summit had already been rescheduled once because of the war in Iran. But the war is now in its 10th week, and China, by far the largest buyer of Iranian oil, now seeing its supply cut off. And while the president claims the war won't dominate the agenda, he knows it looms large.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control.
The reality is Trump is expected to urge China to pressure Iran, its close ally. Iran's nearly three-month blockade of the Strait of Hormuz causing gas prices back home to soar and inflation to spike, straining the budgets of American families already stretched thin. The president insists prices will plummet when the war ends. But tonight, the New York Times reports Iran still has roughly 70% of its pre-war missile stockpile and has restored operational access to 30 of the 33 missile sites along the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump and Secretary Hegseth were kind of living in the fantasy land that somehow we drop enough bombs, we're good. That was never going to be the case.